after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And it's another beautiful week here in the show. Every week, every Monday and Wednesday, we have our show here live, if you listen to. And, man, every Monday we do what we call Hot to Dust Monday. That's where we talk about hot news, hot mess, play some hot music, sometimes do some hot interviews, a little bit of everything, man. You can't miss it. Today's show is going to be very controversial because it just is. This, when you have this topic, it never, ever is something that people just feel so comfortable with. It makes them, they feel very uncomfortable in different ways because you talk about it, it can be depending on different people's background or where their mind frame is. They, you know, it's very polarizing when it comes to the topic. So, reminder, today's topic is racism never died. It was on life support. Again, the topic is called racism never died. It was on life support. Why did I decide to go with that? I say this all the time, that there's a phrase I'm often corny for making, for putting out there. Because that tends to be the case. A lot of times people, you know, a lot of people are, oh, yeah, man, because we're not necessarily in, it's just ridiculous. We're not back in the days of where it was a civil rights era necessarily, and people feel that we've came so far. We have, but it's saying we were, stuff got a little better, but in a day, there's always somebody who just doesn't like things being done a certain way, and then they're going to try to continue to play these games of, trying to disguise racism with different words, different language of how they treat people, and a lot of times, they like to use the word minority to try to protect things, but no, I don't know. I'm not gonna be one of those people. I'm not complaining to that narrative. It is usually aimed at black people. And this topic got fueled because the media has been increasing the stories surrounding race, And it just, I mean, it just really, I couldn't take it no more. Like, I always talk about bits and pieces on the show, but if we going to have a whole entire show talking about it, or if we got a special guest person coming in today who will be chopping it up with me. He's a personality as well. From Christian Company Radio, my boy Chris, as I call him, Chris Bennett, a.k.a. Uncle Chris. So Uncle Chris will be checking in today. And if you think I'm crazy, Uncle Chris, he might be just a little bit crazier than me. So I can't wait for it, man. It's going to be definitely a great show. You guys check out. Before we do that, we're going to go into some music because we're going to be talking for a while. So relax. We'll get you something to drink. Go pee if you got to, all that other good stuff. We'll be back right here on Life at the Dust Live. Yours truly, Sonny J. And this first track of the day is going to be with my boy AZ. This is Get Lifted.
Yeah.
Get lifted.
What I do, man? You know what time it is.
Just listen.
Shit, coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get lifted and appreciate them. You should do the same. Take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting. I'm a factor. They fear when they look at me. I know why, cause I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth, man. A lot of people so scared to the truth, man. So let the truth begin. The government is hell, they don't wanna see us win. So the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell again and again. Light a blunt up in a blaze, and let's get lifted, nigga, float away, yes. Warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes. I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know? Let's go. Chicago, this Chicago. Teens, will you let bygones be bygones? How many daring and albers must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man, I'm so glad to be alive. My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat, so proud to see, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean.
Just listen.
Yeah. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, I see you trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no, cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Fuck boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boys. Shit, Picasso's doing good, and A-Tech, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now, $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh,
You know what I'm saying?
right, welcome back, y'all, to Life That Does Live with your boy, Fetty J. And that was a quick music break. That was AV, Get Lifted, and then Q Harper and Say Girl right here on Life That Does Live. Time at the Dust Monday. Today's topic is racism never dies. It was on life support. So I mean by that, I know a lot of people listen and they go, okay, what is this about? Well, I'm going to entertain you on that. Basically, I kind of broke down a little briefly earlier at the end of the show. When I think of, when I think of racism, so a lot of times, back then, you couldn't really go to a white person without them doing some kind of dirty thing to you. Especially back in slavery. I mean, it goes back further than slavery as far as how long this has been going on. But as far as back in slavery, we just pretty much meat or little working pets all the time where we were doing, we were just whatever they needed to do, we were doing. And then here was a crazy thing. A lot of the events, when you really think about it, a lot of the inventions that came out were to make our jobs easier. That's why so many patents have happened, not just because, oh my God, like these people are just so smart. Yes, smart too, but a lot of the inventions that came from black people tend to make our jobs easier because if we got to do all this work, we want to figure out how we can increase production and not have to work as hard. So we created all these different things, like the cotton gin. You create a machine to where you don't have to all of a sudden pick that much. You don't have to do the cotton picking yourself, really. Oh, yeah, you win. There's different things. The refrigerator, keeping food cold and whatnot. We go all day long. But, eventually, people start about to make some good ideas. How can we still cash out on that? And so, that's what the patent office was made in the first place. Somebody was patenting their feet, waiting to figure out how they can steal your idea when you got to the patent office. And whoever got there first had to claim the idea. So, a lot of that went on. Coming back into hindsight as you go further. So then after slavery, we started having, the civil rights era or whatnot, in which sometimes I hate that word because it is laced with a bunch of nonsense, civil rights. Why must we remain civil, but the other folks don't got to remain civil? But it's ridiculous because we continue to have to put up with crap. And no matter how, quote-unquote, far we're advancing, it seems like people are finding sneaky ways to kind of let stuff happen. And some people won't blame Obama. It's not necessarily blaming him. Some people are using it as a perfect time for them to bring your world. These all people are racist because the black person is making them. It's kind of ironic. It's different. It's all about how you word it. Because he's not to blame. He's the problem because he's been messing up. That's why he was acting a fool. There's a lot of folks out here who've been closet racist all along. They just need an excuse to be able to lash out, do what they're going to do, and be completely out of hand. And that's what's been going on, man. Sometimes certain people, it's not that they're racist. It's just that, I saw this guy put it quite eloquently on Facebook like the other day. He was talking about the fact that, this is the thing. It's like he's a white person who tends to be around white people. Black people a lot. And, his whole thing was being privileged. Like, as a white person, you're always going to be privileged. People's argument is, well, white people get in trouble, white people get killed, white people get arrested by police, white people get all this, that, and the other. But that's a point. See, the difference between that is a lot of times it's a choice, and people can sit here and say it's a choice of black people, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes you can be, do not look for trouble at all, and trouble finds you in a way that, like, right, all of a sudden, because you're the black guy driving a nice car, oh, I don't know, we might need to find an excuse to pull him over. But then you get into that kind of crap. And so we have to continue to deal with that kind of stuff all the time. And the, I mean, just the different stuff of like, I got, and I was talking about earlier in the show how they changed the language of how, of saying stuff so it doesn't quote come off racist. And then when you start figuring out that's coming off, it's starting to be a pattern of where it's disenfranchising black people, then they try to change another language another way. And they keep doing it, and it's like, at the end of the day, it's racism, whether you want to admit it or not. Socioeconomic structure. I mean, if you think about the socioeconomic structure, it's really built on our way to not to make sure that it still disenfranchises black people, because most of the people in the lower income thresholds are African Americans, slash black people. Yes, and I said slash because it depends on what you have. It depends on what you call yourself, but in the day, you are what you are. And I want, and when I say identify, I mean on bricks and stones are identified. Because here's my thing, and I want to go back to that. This is an interesting point. This is going out from last week alone. We got one person. We got two different people who try to bombard their way into the black community. Both in different ways, they bombard their way into the black community. One with their try to pretend they're black. The other one tried to bring bulls away in there and try to take us out. So that is ridiculous. But hold on. Before I go any further, let me check my phone line. We got someone that's calling in.
I talked to you an hour ago.
Are you on Life at Dusk Live? What do we got?
This is a different show.
Hi. I was wondering what your view on racism is. I'm kind of confused. Either you are against or with racism.
I'm definitely against racism. I mean, here's my thing.
Okay,
because I want to make sure you get a clear understanding. My whole thing is this. I'm not one of these people, one of these who are people that run around and I say, well, I just hate white people. I'm not one of them type people. That drives me. It's just ridiculous because, you know, it's pretty of my greatest friends are different races. I went to school with people with different races. And sometimes you deal with inner racism within itself or because, wait a minute, you're interacting with people of other races, you must not be black enough. You have to deal with that sometimes, inner racism. And that's, sometimes that's more annoying than the person that's a different race looking at your face, pulling his gun all the time. That's worse than someone in your race being more racist.
All right, because you know what? I feel like the opposite, because, you know, fuck niggers. Hello, Akbar.
Right. And you just proved my point by calling into the show. And this is what this is what I'm talking about here. See, these white people get behind, some of these white people get behind these dumbass phone calls and hide behind the internet and call the show. They see black people talking about racism. And they
want
to go around and
identify as a sexual helicopter.
And say they hate black
people.
Don't
understand.
And
then
you call them from your little show.
And
because you
block
your number, you know what's going to figure out. First of all,
I
you call them your show. And then you know what's going to happen. Because instead of being really I'm just going to let people know how stupid you
are.
You know, some shows, they're going to pick up on you. But I want you to stand on the front line.
You know what? I'm tired of you. I'm tired
y'all
of you talking over me.
Hello, sir.
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 Y'all get worse by the moment. Every freaking y'all
no,
call all these different
no,
ways.
The caller,
because
the
internet. No, you be quiet. Because the internet. You got people that want to sit here and hide and go. Because now,
you
can be racist. And because y'all don't have to look at them in the face. Y'all can talk all the trash y'all want to. But when y'all ain't got to listen to the face.
Just call me a nigger.
Y'all quiet. Y'all don't say none of this stuff. Y'all run and y'all hide, y'all hold your person because you're scared, like, we going to take
run.
Your person.
No, no, no.
A lot of us don't get in there with your person.
Sorry.
You got to hold their money.
I don't get in there with your person.
And this is what people want to say to
a
person in racism. The fact that y'all take y'all time out of y'all day to call into a soul, that's
the
a serious topic. That's proven, and that you're never to the point of, that proves my point that racism is not there. Because there's dumb people who think it's cute, they're just talking,
well,
they're just fucking funny and
that
shit.
That white kid got in the black churches.
No, this, hey, bro, you know you're not going to be on top of me. You need to do all this dumb shit you want to do, you're not going to be on top of me.
I'm going to pop over his bunk ass.
But, because, like I say, this is not one of them shows where the other shows on Blog Talk, when you call in and they hang up because they scared, you call to the wrong show, buddy. So
no, we
called
it the right
thing, let me see how long I can go, but he made it up on me.
I don't know, this has been going on for about 5 minutes,
I want people to see how dumb you sound, and I want people to know that I've already tracked where you're at right now. So
I sound pretty
much
tough, considering that I am the head of
the
KKK. I guess
you love your subject, right? But anyways, here's my point, Zay. Like I said, we go back to my whole thing about how racism has been formed. People do in different language, they hide behind these different reasons, or whatever. And it's just stupid. And I got to mute it for a moment, but this, I mean, that's funny. I'm all going to line back up. He one of the kids who, he wanted to prove his racist, but he's online. I was told this black guy, so. Like, man, I didn't know they took it on the blog call. I never, I kind of feel honored. I had to have people do that. No way, I must be doing something right. But it's just ridiculous to where, as a black man, I have to go out. So every time I go out, it's always a mind state of, is today going to be my last day? Is today going to be my last day? Am I going to be in jail tomorrow? And not just because I'm going to be so wrong. It's just because you don't see by association of just because I'm black and someone else did something wrong and I fit the description of what someone says, I'm going to be the one that's going to pay the consequences of it. And then every time a white person kills a black person, here comes this whole thing about, there's another thing about this is what is inner, it's kind of a closet racism when people say these things, well, black people kill black people. That's the dumbest thing ever to hear bring that up. White folks kill white folks. Mexican people kill Mexican people. Asian people kill Asian people. We go on down the list. But y'all going to keep highlighting that black people are killing you. Everyone's killing everyone. I don't want to hear that crap. If you're in a certain neighborhood, the crime that happens in the neighborhood is going to more than likely happen with people of that neighborhood. So when it's white folks stealing from each other and killing each other in a white people neighborhood, duh. So the whole thing of this whole narrative of trying to skate around that black people are being just slaughtered is not even just that. If a black person kills a black person, he's going to jail. If a black person kills a white person, he's going to jail. The underlying point is he's going to be in trouble. But you're a white person, you can kill whoever you want. If you want to kill me today, you can say, oh, I wasn't right in the head. Like the hell? I mean, if a black person screamed out, they were insane. You're insane, okay. You'll keep your insane behind the cell for the rest of your life. And it's slaying people. I mean, this dude went into a church. And he just killed people. He went there for church. He was participating in the service, and then he killed them. This is annoying. And the thing is what pisses me off, because there's a lot of great white folks. And I know some of the people, some of the black folks out there are like, man, they the truth. No, I'm not one of the typical thought process type of people. There's plenty of great white folks out there that don't have any intention at all. It's some that that they don't have to. You know, the thing is, because you're privileged, you don't have to get involved. By having, it's like my boy Paul Mooney said this: you have the complexion for the protection. You have the complexion for the protection. You don't have to necessarily step in. Now, big up to the white ones that say, you know, that do little things here and there, but y'all can't dive all the way in there, because a lot of them won't dive deep, knee deep in there, because the moment you do that, now the eyes are, now the target's going to be on you too. They want to know why you helped them. Let's change it. We're not going to kill him. We're going to shake some stuff up for him, make it a little hard for him. So that's pretty much for the most part, kind of just the foundation of that. And I look at my boy, Mr. Chris. And, we haven't got him yet, because we got a bunch of calls. But the thing is, we're going to take our time to answer the phone line, because I see a lot of black numbers. And if you can't call them with your regular number, that lets me know that you're getting ready to do something racist. Don't think this. We're not going to try to have y'all day to show. Your buddy, he got it out for y'all. Clap for him. He's a warrior. He got through the phone lines, able to act racist. So clap for him. But I'll tell y'all one thing. I do thank y'all for adding the number to the show, because, man, y'all help with the name. I love free promotion. That's perfect. If that's what it takes to get free promotion from racist folks, I'll take it. Put a little talk about racism every now and then. But it's just ridiculous that people are just still wanting to act dumb, like it still doesn't happen all the time. Even on a smaller scale, you know, more down scale, I should say. We think about the dress codes at bars and clubs, or the dress codes at work. Always something to say, Louis Daquan can't wear something like, okay, your hair can't be a certain length. Your hair has to be in this style to be corporate. Like, if it's too effort for them, you know, it's going to be on the list. Like, okay, so you get to have your ready long hair, but we can't have our dreads in our head or our braids in our head. It's craziness. And here's the thing where the little code word they use that kind of hides the racist part of it. Well, it just doesn't look corporate enough. The hell does that mean? And it continues to be a problem to hinder a lot of things going on. My hairstyle or my outfits or words to not dictate the type of person that I am. You saw this dude here. He had a quote-unquote corporate hairstyle, and he went in and killed some folks. Them hairstyles and clothes don't mean nothing. If you're gonna be racist, you're gonna be racist. It's simple as that. But we're going to do, we're going to come back, because we're going to get into some more of this. We'll go to another quick song break, and we come back, we will be chopping up some more. So we talk about this all day. Today's topic again is racism never died. It was on life support. We'll be back into this. This is Summer Boy Flow 6. Well, this is a perfect song for this moment. And I know all the racist callers are calling right now, and I feel another. Well, let's get over it. Here we go.
It's a rainy night down in Georgia. Whips on his back, got him following orders. Cuts on his back, sting from all that water. White man raping great grandpa's daughter. Got a nigga thinking payback, my people was slaughtered. They was beat till they bled like pigs. and spit at and stepped on like a piece of shit. And was hung from a tree for everything they did for 100 years. And racism still exists. That's why they scared of the modern day African. Try to enslave us, it ain't happening. How would you like it if I noosed your neck? Put a slug in your dome, drag your body with the back of my whip. I'm not bitter, I'm just mad as shit. That my people was treated way less than nothing. I feel like grabbing a gun and start busting. Preach.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself? What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past. Destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievement, any accomplishment. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
He can hear death calling. Unfortunate, no evidence, but found guilty. Fuck belief in the judicial system, none's in me. Middle finger to the cops and all the judges. R.I.P. Troy Davis, you ain't the only brother. They murdered in cold blood and tried to cover up. This fight'll last a lifetime, I'm standing knuckled up. R.I.P. Emmett Till and Dr. King Jr. Can't forget Mega Evers, we give thanks to you. And Rosa sitting up there in the front. You'd be surprised how many seats we passed to stand in the back of the bus. It sucked and fucked up. Your dreams been turned to glorified drug dealing and letting guns bust. You know we won't prevail without unity. Time to make a change right now. What's up to you and me?
We wake up, we clean up, and we stand up. And once we can stand up like a man on our own feet, we stop hating the white man. And we stop apologizing to the white man. We stop compromising with the white man. Then the world will look at us with recognition and respect. But as long as you're running around here wearing the white man's name, bragging about you one of the Jones, or one of the Browns, or one of the Smiths, or as long as you're running around here bragging about your mob in this so-called American democracy, then you'll always be looked down upon as a chump.
All right, we're back in the show. Welcome back to Life That Does Live. I told you, man, we, like I said, man, if you come to the show and you do all that extra racist crap, guess what? We're going to put you in your place real quick. There's no way you think you're going to be able to get away with it. Because we're not, I'm going to tell you, when I check in, I'm a whole other person not checking to the show. most of it's me, but I'm a little more freer when I check in. And when you come in here acting a fool, I'm put you in your place. And like I said, with the dialogue, I mean, if he came in with some real dialogue, and you know, he had an opposing view, which is weird how you have an opposing view, but that's the reason why this topic is a topic anyway, because of the opposing view. If he had an opposing view and was going to actually educate about it, you know, maybe he could have talked. But coming in with the niggas and you dirty, you stupid, all you niggas need to die, and black people are stupid and this, that, and the other, this ain't the show for that. Because I will test you out in the New York minute. It's not going to happen anymore. So, if you're going to call in and you want to be a big boy, big girl, you're good to go. And here's my thing. These people call in for other shows just to do that. And they block their numbers, they can do it. And they're not just pranking. These are people who really want to pull some racist stunt And they use stuff like this. They see people talking about race to play these games. Actually, we got a caller. I'm going to open the line for that caller. I know who exactly that is. So I ain't got to deal with craziness.
What the hell I miss, man?
We got our topic today is called Racism Never Died. It was on life support. But basically, anytime a show's about talks about race and whatnot, all of a sudden these races behind trolls like to call to these shows, and they pretend they pretend to go and talk about your topic, and all of a sudden it goes completely left field, and they just start throwing a bunch of niggas everywhere and calling black people stupid. There's all these dumb things, stereotypes they're going to throw out there that don't even make sense.
I had to literally
cut someone out because he thought I was going to be one of those shows where they do this, they get comedy shows and they want to see how fast they can get hung up on it. But, no, I'm going to make them get so annoyed that they're going to hang up.
Do these people don't know that we see their telephone number?
No, they block their number. See, some of you block their numbers. This is what happens. They block it. And when they block it, you know, it shows all these 111, or then they're calling it for state. So there's all these 111111 show up. When all that shows up, it's blocking their number, and that's them, and that's usually when they're going to ask for food. Sometimes not. Sometimes people are really calling in because they're using state. But this is one of them cases where it wasn't. Yeah, but the switchboard has lit up a bunch of blocked numbers all at one time, opened up one, and had to. Who presses a number in the queue, answered it, and he pretended like he was really going to talk about it, and he went left field.
I'm back. I missed it, man. I'm sorry.
You're fine. I just thought you heard it because you were hurting.
No.
You would have been appalled by just how it went down.
I'd have called if I'd heard it, but no, I missed it. Oh man!
Yeah, you wanted to see me in red form and turn into a mouse in this show? You missed it. You missed it for that quick second.
Okay, well, don't give him any more of your time, man. Just let it go. Just move on from it.
Oh no, I mean, the reason why I entertain it and talk about it a little bit because it fit perfectly into my topic.
No, well, just, yeah, I guess it did.
All it did was prove my point.
I guess it did. So tell that
man, racism is not dead, it's on life support. And by being on life support, some of these people are causing racism. That now because of the internet and being able to hide behind it, they use that to their advantage.
Yeah. Well, try that, man. Thank you. We appreciate you showing us, showing you everybody what you mean was on point. That you just proved the point. So we appreciate you calling in with your bullshit. Anyway, all right, man. I'm sorry. I caught the end of it, and I just want to know what happened.
Woo-wee. You were in during the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment, it was real.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Yeah, people that are listening now, it's definitely one of them playbacks. It's one of them playbacks. You're going to go back and listen and go, well, damn, he is in real form. Y'all just pissed this dude off. And that's the thing, like I said, they hide behind, like, some people they hide behind stuff, but when they're in person, that stuff disappears. And a lot of people, that's why they like the internet. They, you know, you get to be who you want to be. And a lot of people, they've been wanting to be racist, but because they don't want to cost them their job or whatnot, they hide behind these different screen names and block phone numbers and whatnot.
Bunch of closet racists.
Right, and it's annoying. Like, where's this? What kind of satisfaction do you get out of it?
a shame.
Right, and because there's a difference. Like, you know, when you prank call someone, and then, you know, eventually, you know, you can tell when the person is getting to the point of, okay, we pranked you. This wasn't mm-hmm. that type of thing, man. It was, he wanted to impress his racist buddies, and he was a hero for them. He got to be the racist hero for them. That's what he got to be.
Wow.
But he wasn't quite. He wasn't a hero. He was more of a zero because he talked to the wrong person.
He didn't know what he was about to walk into.
I came in this show. I'm basically mad. You know, because this topic really, like I said, this topic really gets you heated, and
yeah.
especially when some of that happens live to prove your point. Nothing, that's nothing yeah. worse than that to happen when that's going on. So, it really drives you nuts, bro. Like,
yeah.
They took the time to do that.
I mean, like you said, it's racism is alive, it's kicking, it's not on, I don't even think it's on life support. We just woke it back up. You know,
yeah,
the way we're going.
I used to say I kept saying life support too, bro. Like you said, it's not yeah. anymore.
The rate we're going, we about to wake up a whole race war or something. I don't know. It was funny. I had just posted something on Facebook. It was a quote from, what's his name, Michael Moore, the guy that does those documentaries.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, one proud white American in less than 2 minutes has killed twice as many Americans than ISIS has in 2 years. So what are we going to do? Who are we going to go after this time? Bin Laden dead. So who are we going to go after this time? You know, let's go after these people here rather than jumping on planes and risking thousands of lives over in Afghanistan. You know, we got problems here, but I'm glad you handled yourself, bro, without, you know, staying professional.
Oh, yeah, that was just great for me because it just helped prove my point. But the whole thing is like you say, like I would say, like one of a friend of mine, and here's the thing, because this is one thing that annoys me. If you're a black person and you say something racist, oh, you're trying to hear comes a black person playing the race card, but then once all of a sudden someone that's not black, something is racist and this is out of hand, then all of a sudden the ears want to listen a little bit now. I'm so tired. I don't just say, oh, is this because I'm black? No, you can tell when it's happening. Some people use that. Some people just be BSing saying that just because. But no, when I use it, it's because it's truly being done. Like I said, they change the language of things. To try to, like, we go to a club, like I said, the dress codes are always, you know, catered to not letting so many black people in. And if you do have the dress code, you know, what's the thing they always tell you? We have the right to refuse who we let in or whatnot. And I hate that
right.
because all they got to do is your clothes are tatted baggy, they're going to say something. Or because you got on polo. Oh, we don't accept polo suits here. Okay, that's stupid. But it's just ridiculous. But what annoys me even more about when these clubs do this. So you don't want black people there, but you want to play black people music. Okay. So I go to a lot of these mixed spots. And they can't wait to hear the hip hop songs. They wait for the hip hop songs. And when they come on, they all you know, crunk and whatnot. A lot of people can't wait for them to come on. Black people music is just awesome. What can we say? And that black people is doing all kinds of music: rock and roll, blues, classical. I mean, Beethoven black. At the end of the day. I mean, we won't never know that, but Beethoven was definitely black. Not no racist Dolo's all that type stuff, but he was black. We've been doing this stuff. Every time they're like, oh, that music sounds good. And so then they do this thing. They try to infiltrate they try to steal our music because they want to figure out how they don't have to have us in the picture or to enjoy our music. So then they get the Iggy Azaleas, the Eminems, and whatnot to do.
I
got an Eminem CD and whatnot, but my thing is this, I'm still not dumb to what's going on.
I always say everybody want to be like us, but nobody want to be us.
Right. And so like I told you earlier, he got the complexion. You know, he do all this nonsense because he got the complexion for the protection. So that's why he gonna keep acting a fool. Otherwise, he wouldn't be acting like that.
Mm.
If someone said this, they had a quote on Facebook, on Twitter. This was said back in November of last year. They said, being black in America is exhausting. Y'all want us to sing, dance, play football, run fast, be your target practice, and be quiet. That's a lot of work. It is a lot of work.
Wow.
And it always annoys me because, this is always a closet racist statement. Where a person is like saying something that, when a person is doing something that is borderline racist, and they go, no, I'm not racist. I got black friends. that is one of the most racist things. What do you do? There's a stand up where this guy said, what do you do? Count them when they come to party? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, there are 3 of my black friends right there. Like, all of a sudden, you're well aware that there's black friends. You're just trying to count them out when you can use it. Like, matter of fact, this is what pissed me off. In this whole entire Charleston, South Carolina incident, all of a sudden, it's starting to come out the woodwork of saying him having a quote-unquote black best friend.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I posted that. Yeah. Yeah, he like, he ain't never said nothing racist to me. I think, okay. Yeah. But he told you he was going to shoot up.
It goes back to the whole thing of everyone goes and say, oh, I have black friends. Because they need that one little, when people have extra race, they need that one black friend to validate that they're not racist so they can do their little stuff under the cover. It's ridiculous, man. Like, we have to continue to deal with it. Here's stuff that's just as racist every day. Like, there's some of the everyday things you think about. I could put up a photo that's implied nude, and all of a sudden, oh my God, it's not classy, this, that, and the other. But then you put a photo up, all of a sudden, you put a photo up that has a white person that's implied nude. Oh my God, that is so hot. That is so sexy. Ooh, I want to do that. And we have that problem. That's a problem because you watch some of the black models that do this. So all of a sudden, why can't we watch? This is the language of how we've been programmed to think that is when we are implied or doing implied news that all of a sudden it's a bad thing. When you hear all these white people go, well, I can't wait to be in Playboy, Victoria's Secret. But if a black person comes out with some lingerie lines or they do lines, all of a sudden, that's eye candy. Oh, I don't want to do no eye candy. What the hell does that mean?
Touching something right now, bro. I mean, it's
they don't want to hear it, bro.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's a double standards, man. And it's something that, we, all of us is in the industry. It's just something we deal with. I mean, just like a couple months ago, you got reported for that cover that you had posted on Facebook. I've seen shit on Facebook with non-black models that were so much more than that. Your person was fully clothed. Well, not fully clothed, but your person was, everything was covered that needed to be covered. But why was that, you know, why was that a problem? I've seen stuff a lot worse. And, you know,
I
think
on Facebook.
Yeah. I think it's the fear. I really do think that there's a lot of fear, especially a fear of black women. So there are a lot of people that don't know how to handle the beauty of a black woman. So they fear it, and they don't want it to get out. They don't want to see it. You know, hell, I'm surprised you got away with that poster, which was incredible, by the way.
You know that's not going to last. I'm going to be honest with you. But here's the thing. That person, you people that go around trolling and reporting on stuff, Facebook, it doesn't, you know, they unrelease it and say, we saw nothing wrong with this. That's what happened with that picture that was reported to me. They said they saw nothing wrong with it. They always put it on the review and then whatnot, and then they release it from review because they saw nothing wrong with it. And that's becoming too regular of a thing.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, that the African-inspired poster, that was beautiful. But somebody might have a problem with that because it's two black women. You know what I mean? It's just,
right.
It's
funny because it's more than just being dissolved. It's sex appeal. Yeah, sex appeal always going to draw you to what is usually going to sell, but it's on a point. It's on a deeper point. I wish it paid the people pay attention to. They go, okay, you got a light-skinned chick, you got a dark-skinned chick. And then your brain starts thinking, and you start reading the text around it to go along with the picture. My black is beautiful, my black is bold. And then you got in the bottom corner the many faces of African queens and princesses. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. But the powers that be only see the skin of the two women on the cover. And, you know, and they're quick to judge that. But again, if that skin was a peach color instead of a caramel color, there wouldn't be an issue. You know, so I admire you for making sure that goes out there. Because, again, that's a great piece.
I appreciate it. Because, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of time. One more thing.
I also admire you for that cover contest you got going on this month. God damn. that's something else, bro. We didn't already discuss that earlier, so I just had to say something again. Whew, God damn. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
People are going crazy right now. They are going crazy. It's like, wow. They're like, dude, what the heck, man? Like, so, yeah. Like it's definitely a privilege to be able to do that. I had to push that envelope. It was time. I played like that. What people don't realize, that's instead of just doing it, that's a well planned out strategy that I planned out. Late last year that I was going to do it at this time. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it for this issue. If you know how to do, I switch up stuff every month.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the same thing.
Mm.
So
I'm sorry, I was going back on that. My bad.
But yes, man, it's a pleasure, man, to be able to see where they so love that, man. That's what it's all about. Like, we got to quit waiting for, and that's another problem we got, man. Quit waiting for the white man to hold his hand out to tell you, you know, we're going to make everything all right. Like, stop doing that. Just do you. And stop trying. Like, I keep saying this stuff where people are trying so hard to tease so they can try to fit in. I'm telling you from experience. A lot of white folks, the real white folks, I say, the ones that are not pulling these racist stunts, they're going to appreciate you for being you. I never put on no act for anyone. What you get is what you see is what you get. I don't know, you know, of course, you know, corporate settings, your language tends to change a little bit in your dialect. But other than that, like, casually, I'm talking to friends and people of different races, I'm talking the same way. I'm not going to sit here and, oh, yeah, what's up, Billy? How are you doing tonight, Billy? Oh, my going great. And I hate this whole thing, if you're talking proper, that you're talking, what is this whole thing about talking white? God, I hate that, because you have a religious structure, all of a sudden you're talking white. God, that is the dumbest. That's one of them inner racism things where I hate.
Right.
Like, we got so programmed the fact of we can't talk proper. Oh, my God, you talking proper. You must think you're better than us. Like, what is that mindset coming from? That's crazy.
But that's just us. That's just us. We do that to each other. That's just us. Don't nobody else do that to us other than we do it to ourselves. Because I don't really hear white people saying, oh, look at that black guy, he's talking white. They don't do that. It's just
right.
Us. We hate on each other and say, you know, or you talking in your white voice, you know. Just say
well,
I'm talking
professional. I've had to where, you know, this one girl, because of how I dress or because of how I talk, you know, she said she was intimidated talking to me and she thought I only talked to white girls. First of all, and here's the thing, it's still to this day, I've never dated a white woman. So, you know, that just goes to show that that's some dumb stuff. Oh, Lord, we pray for these people, foolishness. I'm going to put a hand on them, just pray for them. Yeah, man, that's pretty much it for today's show. Ain't warm me out today. And I wasn't going to mention my sponsor in this show just because of all the crazy episodes going on. It was way too crazy. I was like, yeah, I want them tracking this show. So, yeah, because they get an earful. But if you miss the show, check it out at blogtalkradio.com/Teddy J and check it out on the various other apps, being TuneIn, Radio App, Stitcher, iHi, and iTunes. And of course, thespot.com. All those places you listen to the show at, if you miss it, right there. All right,
we're checking out as we hang up.
Greg, I want to thank you for calling in, bro. And I appreciate you, man. I know you would act as a fool. You would hurt them people. And so, bro, tomorrow's show, I know you got, what are you talking about tomorrow on Free Your Mind?
Free Your Mind tomorrow will be an interesting one. We're going to be talking side pieces and mistresses. We're going to get some people in trouble tomorrow. Well, they going to get some people. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just sitting in the back being quiet. But they're going to be getting some people in trouble tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm at the call to that one and start some trouble.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. I suggest anybody to call in to start some trouble, make sure you ain't got no significant other sitting beside you because it ain't going to be good.
Right, all the side pieces of you.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be good either. All right, well, if you were rolling on that, remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to the episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J. Shout out to my boy Greg for calling in, and shout out to the racist people that call in as well. We appreciate your calling. Allowing to be a part of the show. We appreciate it. Rolling out. Peace.